Being head of state in Italy is hardly a stable job. The government has changed hands at least 60 times since World War II. So the most recent government collapse wasn't a surprise, and it also isn't much of a surprise that Italy's longest-running leader is trying to come back to power. Former Prime Minister and media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi is the favorite candidate for the April elections, according to polls. He isn't exactly known for being a nice guy, but his new opponent is, as NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
At election time in Italy, a late-night TV talk show is the most important campaign stop. On Tuesday night, the guest of honor was former right-wing Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. 71 years old, he's running for the fifth time, and he's selling himself as the man of the hour. I still feel like I'm 35 years old, he said. And as my mommy used to say, if a person feels the duty to do something, he has to find the courage to do it. Today, he added, it appears that in order to put the political world in order, Silvio Berlusconi is still indispensable. Berlusconi ran government for 5 years, a record in Italy, but he wasn't re-elected and was criticized by European Union officials for not curbing rampant tax evasion and for swelling Italy's public debt, making it the highest in Europe. Berlusconi counters that his successor raised taxes too high and accuses judges of harassing him by constantly accusing him of corruption.
Noi crediamo di poter garantire
We can guarantee Italians freedom of oppression, he said, from red tape, from taxes, and from the judiciary. Polls show Berlusconi in the lead, taking advantage of popular disgust with the outgoing nine-party coalition. But the climate has sharply changed from elections 2 years ago. A recent bestseller about the Italian political elite raised the curtain on a system of entrenched privileges for the best-paid politicians in Europe, with lavish perks unheard of elsewhere. Surveys show a growing public anger and disdain for politicians both on the left and right. Restaurant owner Paolo Bistazzoni considers himself a hardline right-winger.
The system can't go on. We're warning them. If they don't change things, they too will go home after a year and a half. Italians can't stand this waste any longer.
While Berlusconi is flashy with tinted hair and facelifts, his new rival on the left is just the opposite. Clean-cut 52-year-old Walter Veltroni is nicknamed Mr. Nice Guy. A former communist who openly adores American culture, Veltroni just stepped down as the popular two-term mayor of Rome. As leader of the new Democratic Party, he has modeled his campaign after Barack Obama's.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Barack Obama ha cominciato a pronunciarla.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can, Veltroni says, adding Barack Obama first said this when the road seemed closed and now it's wide open. The slogan has been translated as si può fare and put to music.
Si può fare, puoi prendere o lasciare, puoi volere, puoi lottare.
In a major break with the past, Veltroni has vowed his party will run alone, not in coalition with little parties that analysts say are in great part responsible for Italy's unstable governments and legislative paralysis.
È del paese del veto.
Italy is standing still because this is a country of vetoes. Everyone has to veto something, he says. Decisions are never taken. No one is accountable. With a veto, you have the certainty nothing will go forward. Then you wield power by negotiating over lifting your veto. This has to stop, Veltroni adds. We need a democracy that takes decisions. Polls show that Veltroni's risky solo strategy is paying off. He has narrowed the gap with Berlusconi. The election campaign has just started, and the two main rivals will have to compete hard to win over voters. Polls show that with 2 months to go, 30% of Italians are still undecided. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.